There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build a new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, if you just caught the Beth Allison Maloney interview, we're going to have some bonus interview, things we couldn't fit in on the air. And Super Don, are we going to make that available through Epic Times or YouTube or both? What's our plan there?
We'll do it on Epic Times, and I will put it on YouTube, and I will put it anywhere else you want me to, except where the sun doesn't shine.
Right, where the coffee should go, right?
So.
All right, so, the medical kidnap story is just too big to contain in any one show, in any one week of shows. And so that's why we've got continually updating these stories, talking to new people that are understanding this. We even have some updates on the Choctaw tribe not coming to the rescue of Isaiah Ryder, you know, and Team Isaiah. Some, you know, fascinating things there. Yeah, if we can get to it, we'll talk about it a little later in the hour. I think we need to go a little political silly. Now, just I don't know.
Oh,
if this is
come
a,
on! What could
what do you mean?
Possibly be silly about politics?
It's all silly. It's all silly until somebody pokes your eye out, right? Politics is weird, though. But I mean, you think about this. We've got two strange stories that were both covered by CNN. I don't know if they were picked up elsewhere. I guess it's only political because we're dealing with political families and political people, right? Dick Cheney. Did he ever like party with Beelzebub, you know, in the day, back in the day, Dick Cheney?
Beelzebub?
Yeah,
Beelzebub. What the heck are you talking about? The devil?
The devil, yeah. Yeah, oh. I mean, I'm sure the South Park guys must have
dance
had some fun
with the
with
devil
that.
By the pale moonlight?
Yeah, I wonder. But anyway, one of his daughters is a lesbian. Was it Mary or Liz? Mary Cheney.
Yeah.
And she was having a private conversation on Facebook, which you got to realize there's really no such thing. Somebody's going to find out. If you're worried about saying something that somebody will find out about, Facebook, maybe not the best place, even privately. So be careful. But CNN got a hold of a question that was very politically incorrect to ask. And I wonder what you think of this. All right. She says this. Again, bear in mind, this is not Liz, this is Mary. This is the one who's, I think she's married, right? She's in a gay marriage. And she says, why is it socially acceptable as a form of entertainment for men to put on dresses, makeup, and high heels and act out every offensive stereotype of women? In parentheses, she puts bitchy, catty, dumb, slutty, etc. But it is not socially acceptable as a form of entertainment for a white person to put on blackface and act out offensive stereotypes of African Americans. And then she says, shouldn't it be either both okay or neither okay? Why does society treat these activities so differently? I mean, Super Don, what is your gut reaction when you see this? I mean, do you
gut reaction.
I mean, do you condemn her for asking the question, or is her point of view is like, listen, I'm a woman and I'm offended by men dressing like women and acting out our worst stereotypes or something? I mean, where do you go with this?
Yeah, listen, I mean, this is one of those topics that, you know, just depending on the person that you're having the discussion with,
mm-hmm.
there are interesting philosophical conversations that can come from making comparisons, drawing analogies, and things of this nature. And is there a valid discussion that could mm-hmm. take place from this analogy that she's made? I would say yes. Now, with okay. that said,
yeah.
when you start going into topics of race,
right.
okay, that is where you start stepping in it, okay? I mean, it's just, you know, there's some things that, I mean, talk about, she's talking about what's socially acceptable. If we're going to go with what's socially acceptable, probably making this statement is not socially acceptable. However, right. I have to, you know, one thing that has to be, you know, pointed out here is that this message, according to this, was a private Facebook message. It wasn't something she came out and she didn't, you know, go on CNN and say, hey, let me pose this question to everybody. It was right. something that she apparently did in private.
In theory, it's private. As I said, be careful about all of these
well,
social
okay,
media.
Well, okay, but that would be like saying if I sent you an email mm-hmm. and somebody intercepted it or somebody took it and shared it with somebody, it right. was still a private email. Now,
yeah, but I think you, yeah, and I'm with you there. I just, when it comes to the issues of race, they're still so raw. And in fact, I would argue, and it's probably not a big argument to make, that maybe the racial divide has gotten worse under Obama's reign as president. You know, and I don't know necessarily it's because of his race, but for whatever reason, because of the politics, there's many things we could say we disagree with politically with Obama. And I remember we would get very offensive when Richard Pearl, my buddy, would be on with Liam, if you remember some of those discussions.
Sure,
all
the three amigos. The three amigos, absolutely. Yeah.
And here's Richard, this Jewish liberal guy. You know, the guy, you know, part of your family, you go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe he just said that. But he's still your buddy. He's still a family member, right? And this is the whole thing about people we disagree with. We don't ostracize them for having disagreements unless they want to, you know, do right. violent harm to us. That's a whole different story.
Well, and look, that's true. That's
but
true.
Hold on. Do you remember what he said about Obama?
I don't remember it verbatim, no.
It was actually, you tell me if this was funny or patently offensive, because evidently Obama's, you know, biracial is one, I don't know, his mother's white, his father's black, something
right,
like that.
Right, I remember this now, yeah.
And so Richard, a Jewish liberal, says, I don't know if it's relevant to the conversation, right, because now we're talking in terms of political incorrectness, why not, we're talk radio. He says, I only hate the white part of him. That's what, I'm just like, okay, there you go. So now you're politically correct again. You're allowed to hate the white part
right.
of somebody, but not
right.
the other part. So,
well,
you know, let me know. I mean, if you got racial politics going on in this, then we go into sexual orientation politics, which is this one's kind of a mixed story, but we got a little bit of Mike Huckabee happening.
Yeah, my favorite. Yeah, Huckabee for president. Not, but yeah. Yeah, yeah. Apparently Huckabee. You know, look, this is one of those situations where he said something. I think mm-hmm. I get what he was trying to say mm-hmm. and what he meant by the conversation. But again, right. his choice, you know, the choice of words here and the choice of analogy, it just he could have done better, I think.
Sure, but the headline is kind of it's a little volatile. Huckabee compares being gay to drinking and swearing. You're like, really? That's what he said? Is that what he said, honestly? Well, evidently, they're like pulling out parts of his books or his book where he says, you know, I don't drink, but, you know, I have gay friends, right? And you know, you could pick apart these people. And I know a lot of people, there's a lot of religious bigotry towards Christianity that we have witnessed and I've seen. And there's anti-Semitism. And there's all of these things that coexist on this planet because people have perspectives. They grow up, they have perspectives. But let's see if we can hear Huckabee in his own words what he was saying or trying to say and see if they offend any of us or any of you listening to the show right now. Let's give a listen.
You do write very eloquently about it being a religious conviction to oppose gay marriage, but then you also talk about the biblical backings of being heterosexual. So given that, how do you kind of square that religious conviction with being open to having gay friends?
Well, people can be my friends who have lifestyles that are not necessarily my lifestyles. I don't shut people out of my circle or out of my life because they have a different point of view.
See, I hear that, and I don't have a problem with Huckabee.
No.
If you have a religious belief about that, that could be offensive to you. You could be offended by somebody's religious belief. But
sure.
Listen, As long as they're not beating me over the head with their religious beliefs. I mean, we can coexist. We can respect each other. And you know, for me, the measure for me is love. Now, someone might say, well, he hates gay people. I don't know if he hates it. It doesn't sound like it.
Listen,
there.
Based on what he just said there, does not sound like it at all. Now, where the controversy comes in is what he said next. And where they're saying that he draws the comparison to things like drinking and swearing.
I don't drink alcohol, but gosh, a lot of my friends, maybe most of them do. You know, I don't use profanity, but believe me, I've got a lot of friends who do. Some people really like classical music and ballet and opera. It's not my cup of tea. I'd like to think that there's room in America for people who have different points of view without screaming, shouting, and wanting to shut their businesses down.
Wow. All right. Listen, I don't find the headline that was so scintillating. It said you compare gay people to cussing and drinking, right?
Yeah. I mean, where the dots are being connected here are they're saying that he has this point, you know, this very strong opinion about homosexuality based on his religious values, beliefs, and convictions.
Sure.
Then they say, well, if that's how you feel, then how can you be open to having gay friends? Well, I don't have a problem with people and being friends with people. I don't shut people out because they have a different lifestyle. And then he uses that and then goes into the comparison of people who drink. I don't agree with that, but they're my friends. People who swear. I don't agree with that, but they're my friends. So basically saying people who are gay, I don't agree with that, but I'm still friends. But he makes it like gay is a lifestyle. And that's where... That is right there is where the debate takes place, and the people that believe it's not a lifestyle are taking offense to that.
Sure, but I think that there's more intolerance on the left on this issue for people who have religious beliefs who you might not agree with. Yeah. That they're intolerant of you know, they'll call it bigotry, they'll call it hatred and hate speech. Yes. It's like, you know, look at a guy like Mike Huckabee. I would not support the guy for president. He's not my guy. But at the same time, I don't find any problem with that. Like I said, the freedom to associate. Of course, they pilloried the Paul family. Rand Paul saying, hey, if you own a private business and you want to discriminate, not that we'd support you, but go right ahead. And I understand that concept, freedom of association. But the thing is, I don't mind it because I want to know if somebody's really bigoted and hateful because I don't want to hang out with them. So, anyway.
Listen, he has his strong religious points of view. People have very strong, you know, beliefs as far as homosexuality goes. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, nobody's going to agree.
Yeah. And where is the real intolerance on the left and the right? Over the issue of vaccines, parental choice, which we covered a little bit last hour. Give a listen to what I did with Jerry Doyle as well. You'll hear that. We'll plug that, too. All right, stick around. We got lots more healing to go. Hopefully more questions of the day. And healing chicken! An extraordinary story from the Health Rangers Farm coming up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, thank you all for being here 6 days a week, or one, or two, or four, or five, whatever it is. We're appreciative of you. And if you want to reach out to us, 866-939-2355, live on the air, or leave us a voicemail message, and we'll play it on the air if you want. If you don't, just say so. Also, you can leave messages at robertscottbell.com. You can listen to the archives at our syndicator GCN after the fact, as well as naturalnewsradio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, Epic Times, and more. And I usually link to them in the show notes eventually as well. 866-939-BELL. What do we want to do? Talk medical stuff. Occasionally, yeah, well, occasionally we do health stuff too, don't we, Super Don? Health, yeah, I think so.
Oh, we'll bend the rules this one.
Right, we'll bend the rules and actually talk about health for a moment. Because we gotta bend the topics too every once in a while. Docs see ill patients' families as barrier to talking about care plan. Now, this topic is interesting. If you've ever had a family member in the hospital and you wanted to advocate for them, as I've said for many years, having experienced this firsthand, second and third hand, the most dangerous place you can be is not a dark alley in a dangerous neighborhood, but it's in a hospital. The mortality rate much higher, much more likelihood of dying in a hospital than out on the streets. Now, some would say, well, it's because you're sick, but there are other factors here. We won't go into that for the moment. But here there's a study that just came out of McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario. And they're saying that the family members of the person or the patient are the biggest obstacle to discussion of care. And for me, I don't want to, if a family member is in a hospital, I don't want to leave them out of my sight for a second. You know, okay, it's one thing if they're a grown adult and they're coherent and they have an ability to advocate for themselves, but the concern I have is is family advocacy. It's advocating for the patient. You may have questions about it. How many medical mistakes are made when nobody is watching that's a family member or a loved one that really cares to say, are you sure that's the right medication? Please check the chart again. And, you know, this goes to the heart of the way the allopathic medical hospital monopoly is run. I'm not against profit, but the whole idea of like two-minute, three-minute medicine makes it that you barely get a chance to talk to these doctors, and then everybody else is playing out the orders that the doctors have left, and then you wait and wait and wait and wait and wait for the next specialist. Those of you who have been through these hospitals, you know what I'm talking about. And Super Don, did you visit your dad when he was in the hospital after that stroke? Did you
actually
see him in? You did. So you saw what goes on in those hospitals. I mean, it's triage. I'm not saying they're evil and trying to kill people. That's not what I'm saying. But it's the
most
difficult.
It was very frustrating because there were things going on there that it made it obvious that if we were not there, his level of care would have been horrendous.
Yeah, exactly. And yet, this article, this report or study is saying that the biggest obstacle to care is the families who are there to advocate and protect the family member. And it's because, you know, the dehumanization of patients in the medical system where you're just a number. And you're just a time on the clock, and how many minutes am I allowed to spend before I have to go to the next place? And it's you know, you could say it's the fault of a system that is just not working. It's broken. It's corrupted from the beginning. It's not holistic. I know some are trying to make efforts to get more holistic and see patients more as human. But it is a difficult circumstance, I agree, on all sides. So I'm not here accusing the doctors of, again, being evil and saying families are evil and bad. But I recognize there's a wholesale failure and breakdown of communication and care and concern and humanity in these situations. So I like that be solution-oriented. I don't necessarily have an answer because in the hospital, my goal is if you're there, get out as fast as you can. And in the meantime, protect yourself from the things that they're going to do. Even if it's appropriate, it can be dangerous. So, but it's interesting. They acknowledge it's difficult. And you know, very often these relationships can be antagonistic, too, because the doctors have no patience. They don't have any time to deal with people that are second-guessing them or questioning them. And, of course, if you're an adult, it isn't that they can take you into their possession as they do with the children, as, you know, a la the medical kidnap situation. So it's a difficult one, Super Don. It's one of those stories where I really don't have an easy answer for. But prayer, absolutely. When you're there, pray, because sometimes that may be the only thing that protects you in a situation where you have lost control. I mean, they won't even let you bring in a bottle of silver hydrosol unless they're not looking, and then you can pour some silver in
there. Well, and I just, like I was saying, so glad that we were there and able to see what was going on.
Absolutely. And speaking of silver hydrosol, something flew the coop. A chicken flew the coop, and it was injured almost to its mortal end. But it was nursed back to life with the help of the health ranger, Mike Adams. A really cool story. A chicken with 9 lives. How did it survive? We've got the story after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, look out. Can we get the health ranger on the line for this one? It would be great to plug him in. He says he may be available because this is like, you know, I want to sing like the health ranger had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Do you want me to check and see if we can get him?
Yeah, because he says he might join us on this. This is such a cool story that would be awesome to talk about with him. Those of you who love animals and or humans, it's okay. All of the above applies. It's an incredible story. an incredible story from the farm, from the ranch, the Hells Ranger Ranch, about a chicken that was severely wounded. And it got out of the coop, right? He's talking about flying the coop, and got in with a bunch of dogs. And the dogs thought, you know, they're young dogs. They weren't vicious and mean. They just do what they do. It's like, oh, look, a play toy. And they start chewing on this chicken. Chew on the chicken. It wasn't a rubber chicken. It was a real chicken.
Chicken of China, the Chinese chicken.
Chicken, yeah, exactly. And I tell you what, man, when I read what Mike Adams did, I was like, yes, this is what we've been talking about. This is what we've been writing about. In fact, in my book that I wrote with Ty Bollinger, Mike was using some of the things there, including the Stop the Bleeding, the Union Bio. It was something I didn't know about that Ty knew, because I wrote a whole chapter on first aid, trauma, you know, emergency care, what you should have at your beck and call. And, you know, Mike, of course, we've done some audio together on preparedness and things, so he knows all of that too. And here's what an extreme example of using this stuff in a life and death situation with a chicken, a live, living mammal. Gets in with the dogs viciously attack it. Not that they're mean, it's just what they do. And he saved this chicken from being eaten alive by these hungry puppies. Superdog, let me know if we can get Mike in on this.
Actually, I believe we've got him.
Do we have him on?
The Health Ranger, line one.
Yes, pick up the Health Ranger. Let's get him on this, because he saved a chicken from being eaten alive by hungry puppies, and the story he tells about how he recovered this Hey, Mike Adams!
Hey, hi, Robert. Hi, Don.
Hey, it's the chicken crusader himself.
Every life is valued here, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yes, I sang to you when you weren't on the air. I said, the Health Ranger had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm he had some chickens, and this one chicken got away, was almost eaten to death by these dogs. You saved it and nursed it back to health. This chicken shouldn't be alive.
No, I really thought it was dead when I found it. I heard some noises, and I ran over. I mean, I thought it was going to die in minutes. It was bleeding out. And, you know, if you live on a farm, if you're a rancher, you deal with animal emergencies all the time, whether it's horses or dogs or chickens or donkeys or whatever. So, you know, you're just used to immediately trying to solve the problem. So, you know, I've got a holistic first aid kit, you know, and all kinds of natural products, whether it's colloidal silver or the Chinese medicine formula. It's actually pronounced Yunnan Baiyao. And it's been used throughout China for literally a couple of thousand years, and it stops bleeding almost immediately. So I threw the powder on this chicken, stopped the bleeding,
mm-hmm.
and then I had to stop the infections, which I used Manuka honey for that, and I used colloidal silver spray for several weeks, and managed to nurse this chicken back to full health.
It's really amazing, because, you know, when Ty Bollinger and I were working on the book Unlock the Power to Heal, we had a section that I wrote on first aid, emergency trauma care. And, you know, one of the things that I didn't know was this Chinese remedy that he knew and that you knew, and we included it in the book. And it was so cool that you were able to relate that, use it in a practical way, and save this chicken's life in that, you know, emergency place where you would bleed out. You wouldn't even make it to the hospital if you could get it there. And that was a great crisis. And then you take it to the next level. Okay, we're out of the immediate danger, but still not out of the woods. What do we do to recover? Now, you used Manuka honey and silver. And let's talk about the process here. There are even pictures in the article. We have it linked up in the show notes to get to the natural news. You can see this wonderful story of this chicken's recovery.
Yeah, and this poor chicken, it was eaten to the bone. You can see part of the bone in the picture. I mean, it was... I couldn't even imagine it would ever walk again. But it's actually, I've got video of it now, too. It's running around the yard, free-ranging like the other chickens. But, you know, you have to jump in and do what you can. So even though I thought it probably couldn't make it, I wanted to try to save it. And, you know, Yunnan Baiyao, the formula is actually closely guarded by a Chinese family. And there are a lot of knockoffs of it, but it is essentially a blood-stopped powder. And there are Western versions of it that you can buy from veterinary supply stores. And, you know, importantly, some people say, well, so what? You save a chicken. Well, the point is that this is emergency medicine that I would also use on people in an emergency mm-hmm. if that's all I had. I mean, obviously, you know, someone gets their arm cut off in a farming accident, I'm going to take him to the emergency room. But before I do that, I'm going to slap on a tourniquet. I'm going to put the blood stop powder. I'm going to try to stop the bleeding right there on site.
Right.
That's the responsible thing to do.
Well, and the point also is that if you're not anywhere near it, do you just say, well, we're hosed, we're screwed, we can't do anything, or are you prepared? I mean, that's our – we've even done – years ago, you and I did a seminar on this kind of preparedness, first aid, what can you do in these situations?
Yeah, exactly. And you need to know – see, this is essential knowledge that really everybody on the planet should know, but it's being systematically suppressed by the medical system, the medical cartels. Mm-hmm. They don't want you to know that Manuka honey is a great topical antibacterial. It can save lives. It can save burn victims. It can save. It can prevent infections. It's a medical class substance made by honey, honeybees. Mm-hmm. So, and colloidal silver also, you know, has amazing properties. And there's so much effort to try to suppress this knowledge so that the people of the world don't have these memories. It's almost they're trying to memory hole indigenous
right.
knowledge of what works on our planet.
Well, you think about the origin, the homesteaders in America, as they moved out west, did they have hospitals and doctors with them? No, they all had to have basic ability to care for themselves in these situations. We're encouraging you to do that again before it becomes the crisis and you don't have access to things that may be at arm's length at this moment. Now, in these pictures, again, you get through the immediate crisis, you start seeing some healing happening, you continue to use the silver, the silver hydrosol, you're using the sovereign silver. And I've had the great fortune of studying intensely silver, reviewing the peer-reviewed literature, in fact, on the properties of silver. And one of these things that you proved, intentionally or not, in the healing, is that not only will it accelerate wound care, but there's no evidence that really, unless you look very hard, that there was ever an injury on this chicken. It's amazing.
I know. When I went out to the open range area to take photos of this chicken as it is today, I had a hard time identifying it at first. I had to look under the feathers. It looks so healthy. It's just like all the other chickens now. And, you know, at first during the healing process, there was a massive scab on the chicken's back where all the skin had been stripped away and it had bled profusely. And this scab, I kept spraying it with this sovereign silver every day. And one day, the scab was gone. It had, the chicken, I think, had actually torn it off when the time was right, revealing healthy skin underneath. And you can see that in one of the pictures where it's kind of pinkish skin
right.
and some feathers are starting to come through. So the healing, you know, the healing process was just amazing to observe. And the chicken itself was sort of assisting in the first aid. It was, you know, really fascinating.
Well, it's innate intelligence, of course, as we know they're connected in that regard. And, I mean, absolutely, just like I said, for me, that's it's a life-affirming story. And my wife says I said the chicken was a mammal. I'm sorry. It's an avian. It's a bird. I know. But I was just so excited about this.
Oh, yeah. You got busted.
I got busted by my unbilled producer. You know, she's looking out for me. I'm just so excited about the healing. You know, I'm just my point is that this will work for all species. That's my point.
Well, yeah, of course. We know it's actually a marsupial. That's
thank you.
Wait a minute.
Why?
Marsupial. Where do you think chicken nugget from? It's the marsupial.
Oh, is that what they carry inside the chicken pouch right there? I did not know that.
That's right. The Jewish penicillin, chicken marsupial.
Ah.
So, yeah, anyway, it's thanks for sharing this story. And mostly I wanted to share it because I want to show people that natural medicine can be very life-saving in situations of trauma or, of course, emergency medicine, preparedness medicine, post-collapse medicine, or even during a pandemic when the hospitals, you know, suppose the hospitals are overrun with people who have a pandemic flu, but then you're in an accident where you cut yourself. You know, the emergency rooms are already overrun,
right.
And you don't have the flu, so you don't want to go to the hospital and catch the flu because that's where you're going to catch it. So
right.
You need to treat yourself as much as possible. So you need this kind of knowledge to help do that.
Let's go to the chicken and see what the chicken sounds like now that it's healed. That was super
chicken.
Great job,
Mike. Great job. Listen to that. That's a miraculous. Wow. Miraculous.
I love it. No, Mike, seriously, this is it's life-affirming. I was so excited when you let me in on this, and now you've publicized. Everybody check out naturalnews.com. And this is the kind of thing, again, you know, with what Ty and I did with Unlock the Power to Heal, we had a section on things like this. Mike has just showed it in pictures, in real time, what has happened in a vicious situation that this chicken should not have lived. So Mike, God bless you, my friend. It's so great to be able to chat about this as well.
Well, thank you, Robert, and thanks for having me on the show, and have a great show. And everybody, get your first aid kits, you know, squared away, because you never know when you're going to need to save a life. That's what this is about.
Yeah, read the article. You'll have access to the first aid kits that we recommend as well here. Mike, thanks. We'll catch up more later.
All right, take care.
All right, that's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Nice surprise drop, and I'm so glad that he could do that, because I was going to share the story with you, but when I saw he might be available, I was like, yeah, get him in here, because this is...
You know what? Anytime we can get Mike Adams on, we're going to do it, because he's such a busy guy.
Yeah, I know. A lot of times we don't get to catch up with him for a while, and it's not because he doesn't care. He's a busy guy, exactly. As busy as anybody. You think I'm a hardworking man in talk radio? This guy, what he's doing with the foodrising.org. And if you got a school or a church that you may want to have a donation to grow food, these schools, go over to foodrising.org and check it out. Remember, Boku Superfood is giving 20% of all proceeds this week, too, for foodrising.org to help support that. So, all right, Super Don, what we got? We got a question. We got a Choctaw update. Do we have the Choctaw tribe. You sent a letter to Chief Batten over the Isaiah Ryder case, Team Isaiah. He never consulted with Isaiah or the mom. He just believed, basically, from what we're understanding, whatever the court told him. Is that what I'm hearing still?
That's correct. We've got actually a timer going over on Epic Times as we're waiting for him to respond. And in the meantime, they're hanging up on people when they call, and they're deleting comments from Facebook.
Yeah, and I heard that he claimed to one person that we've been misinforming them, because he said, they did their due diligence. But how do you do your due diligence when you don't talk to Isaiah Ryder himself? Explain that to me. All right, American Baby, more or less cuddly than the Dutch ones. Let's find out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy dollar. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't save poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we'll get to the cuddly baby story in a moment to wrap up. But my goodness, what a show today. Nice surprise having Mike Adams join us as well as Beth Maloney. Again, if you miss any of the show, archives available through our syndicator GCN, naturalnewsradio.com, and more. And, of course, you can leave me a message. We'll get to you. Or you can call in live and... Before we go to Cuddly Babies, we are going to go to the telephone. Hello! See, the calls do work. Phones are working. Let's see who's on the line.
This is John from New Mexico. I'm calling to see what you would recommend for a person, an older gentleman with ALS syndrome. Thank you.
Oh, boy, John. The question is not what I would recommend. It's like, what wouldn't I recommend? In an ALS scenario. Of course, ALS, another one of those neurological degenerative diseases that are all too common. And, you know, for me, from a mineral perspective, selenium, chromium, silica are the big three again. Selenium for its protective nature of all things cellular, including brain health. GTF chromium for the, you know, the ability to deliver sugar into and out of the cells more efficiently, as well as, you know, the liver protective element. Liver protects everything. And what else? Silica, because of the silicon chip concept of the neuron, the brain nervous system, the integrity of the nerves everywhere, in fact.
Can Dr. Superdon add something here?
Yes, please do, Superdon. What would you say?
I think we're seeing more and more evidence coming out on the effects of CBD in this area as well.
Oh, yeah, CBD, a big one because of the neuroprotective and neuroregenerative impact. And again, brain, central nervous system, and the extremities, too, how the nervous system branches out into everywhere and everything are impacted. It's like those doctors that do open-heart surgery and go, oh, your arteries are clogged, let's replace them, as if it's only going to happen in the heart. You know, and Dr. Batar has spoken to that frequently. Also, silver, because there are two receptor sites on the myelin sheath of the nerve cell, help protect regenerate. Remember, we just talked about regeneration with silver hydrosol. The selenium, chromium, silica, we talked about CBD, you mentioned. Essential fatty acids. And I was thinking from the standpoint of flooding the body with the hydrogen-enriched water, right? The molecular hydrogen that is released if you get the Echo 7. And, John, I think that would be one of the most phenomenal things, because even the neurological degradation diseases have to do with chronic low-level dehydration. And that release of the hydrogen, as we talked about also with Dr. Newsom, how that hydrogen then is able to combine with the hydroxyl radicals and float as water, these free radicals, these toxins out of the body, including the heavy metals that are always associated, the mercury, homeopathic mercury detox. If you could do IV chelation with someone like Bitar, absolutely I would say that. I know it's overwhelming. There's so much. What would be the one thing I'd do? It's hard to say. Water. Maybe the
there is no one thing.
There is no one thing, of course. It's always everything. It's always many things. But, yeah, Doc Newsom has the great stuff we know of, the super earth energy, the digestive detox, and the inflammagon. The inflammagon would be very important here because we've got inflammation of neurons as well. So hopefully that's helpful to you, John. Go back and re-listen as you need to. And the links are all up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Now, why do we have a story about cuddly babies? What are we, politicians trying to win election? We got to go to cuddly babies now? What is this?
Well, you know, in the world of studies for everything,
right.
we do have a story out of Fox News where apparently they did a study that found that Dutch babies laugh and smile more than U.S. infants, and they cuddle more, too. And this is a Washington State University post at a publication called Eureka Alert.
But is it because of the Dutch parents? Do they say that? I mean, is it American parents that don't cuddle enough with their babies? Is that why?
You know, I don't know why. I mean, this is just one of those things where you read it and you just go, why? I don't know. But apparently researchers have some ideas. They say that U.S. parents, as the study suggests, tend to share a belief in the importance of cognitive stimulation.
So they're playing with toys more than they're cuddling, it looks like.
Apparently.
American babies more interested in, like, hey, here, play with this toy. And the Dutch babies are going, you don't need a toy. Just hold on. Let's cuddle. Let's hug, you know. And there's a lot of hug deficiencies out there, Super Don.
And there's a weird quote here. One science person here says that as an American baby, every moment you spend cuddling is a moment that baby across the street spends preparing for the ultra-competitive global workplace.
What? Where did that come from? Okay.
Okay, we got to get those babies ready for the workforce.
Hey, kid,
so, you know.
Come on over here. No, I'm not going to give you a hug. You can hug the computer. Yeah, because you got to get out in the world and make some money, right? Somebody spent, what, $32,000 on this thing? Oh, my God. All right, folks, we got lots more healing to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger and surprise guests as well. Thanks again to Mike Adams. The Robert Scott Bell Show here 6 days a week. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.